with me now, Zachary Hudson, who is an army, who was an army medic and is involved with the Wounded Warrior Project. Good evening, Zachary. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, and thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you on. Folks who listen to the show know that I'm the biggest fan in the world of our military and those in uniform, so it's my honor to be talking with you this evening. Tell us a little bit about your story. We had just a few minutes to talk earlier this morning. You were on a tour, and you were injured in 2006, but I guess we need to back up. As I mentioned off the top, you were an Army medic with the infantry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I joined the military in 2004, a couple years after high school. And I got the awesome job of being a medic with an infantry unit, which turned out to be great. I was the guy on the battlefield that got to, you know, give guys a chance. And, you know, sometimes it wasn't the greatest thing, but I went to Afghanistan. I was there for 16 months. We went to the Korangal and the Waigal Valleys. And those are two of the hottest places in Afghanistan at the time. And, you know, suffered a lot of casualties and worked very hard to protect our country and our way of life.
Well, and to go from, you were wounded yourself in 2006.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I was wounded. I had a piece of shrapnel hit me. Relatively to the grand scheme of things, I don't really consider it you know, my greatest injury, and especially in the comparison to some of the sacrifices that other guys and gals made over there for United States. I really just seem I'm smaller on the scale.
Well, and you know, I guess I wouldn't expect anything less of you, Zachary. And to go from I can't think of a job. Well, what a special kind of person it takes to be a medic in the infantry, in the field, in places like that. I can't imagine the things you've seen and experienced, but also the moments that you brought to people, saving people's lives. I mean, what a place to be in.
It was. You know, looking back, it's almost surreal sometimes for me. And it was, you know, high risk and high reward. I mean, obviously the risk is there for everybody that serves overseas. But, you know, there was the times when, you know, everybody made it. And, you know, that can sometimes be considered, you know, the highest point of your life. And then there are times that people don't make it. And sometimes you had control over a situation, or sometimes you did not. And you know, that's what makes it tough coming home for a lot of our men and women who have served, that, you know, you've already seen the high and low point of your life, and everything back on this side of the world can seem just in between those, and it loses meaning, and you don't see the need to reintegrate and to, you know, participate in the world around you.
Well, Zachary, I have never heard it expressed quite like that. That was very eloquent, and that really brings it home, doesn't it? Is that when you had some trouble, when you got back home, and feeling what you just expressed?
I mean, absolutely, absolutely. When you know, Marine soldiers and sailors are in their element, you know, when they're in their platoon, and the camaraderie between the military people is unbelievable to witness. I mean, even for somebody who is a bystander, it's obvious. And leaving that, you come to back to a grateful nation, you know, nonetheless, in the city of Jacksonville, and you know, Wounded Warrior Project itself, reaching out to the people and raising awareness. The love is there, but still the fact stands that not many people understand the things you've gone through. And you find a hard time not believing that some of the conversations you hear going on around you are just, you know, quite trivial, because your perspective has been changed on life.
I am so impressed with you. I mean, I'm just so impressed with the way you're expressing all of this, because I've had some discussions like this with soldiers before, and I haven't gotten this message quite as clearly, that you come back changed. There's no way you can't come back a completely changed person.
Absolutely. I've told people, you know, and it's kind of a weird analogy, but, you know, everybody looks at the moon. And the guys that have lived through those situations, they got to walk on the moon, and there's no way you can tell just a spectator what it feels like to actually walk on the moon.
That,
you know, it's just impossible, and it's not fair to expect from them.
Yeah, as we can't know what you've actually gone through, yes, our being able to understand it isn't very clear either, since we haven't lived it.
Yes, ma'am, but things do, you know, and if any soldiers or Marines or sailors are out there listening right now, things change. And if you're having trouble, there are organizations, you know, at your disposal.
Well, and tell us about your involvement then with the Wounded Warrior Project. It was a group of veterans and friends who took action to help injured servicemen and women. And tell us your involvement and what that group has done for you, and you have in turn joined up and are helping others now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Wounded Warrior Project started in 2003 in Roanoke, Virginia. And it was a group of service members and, you know, concerned citizens that saw that there was there were gaps that needed to be filled. And the VA does an outstanding job, and the amount of soldiers and treatment that they give out on a daily basis is outstanding. But yet and still, there are gaps left behind. And Wounded Warrior Project really fills that. And they started with packing backpacks in one person's basement with their own money, just because they thought that the guys in the hospital gown with nothing else on would love to have a pair of shorts and a T-shirt just to put on to feel like a person again and start that rebuilding of your life. So that's where it started, and now it's ballooned into 16 different programs, and they range all the way from people on Policy Hill. They're pushing legislation that helps for our injured veterans, like the TSGLI, which is a benefit for people who are suffering from amputations or loss of a sense, like sight.
Well, and your involvement, you got involved with a part of the organization called Project Odyssey.
Yes, ma'am. Project Odyssey is it's a week-long retreat, and it's centered around just getting warriors around other warriors and giving them the opportunity to re-engage and connect with somebody that understands. And we use the healing aspect of, you know, a beautiful natural setting. We travel to some of the most beautiful places in the country, and we're doing activities ranging from mountain bike riding to whitewater rafting, horse riding, fly fishing, just any, you know, good, comforting, old-school American outdoor activity. We try to participate in those, and a lot of guys don't get to do that stuff. And the camaraderie of being around somebody that understands after you've moved back to your family or your friends who perhaps don't have the same experience as you. And it's just amazing to watch, you know, how that bond works. And I went through that program, and that was my turnaround. You know, I had a rough year getting out, and that's where it all turned around for me with the Wounded Warrior Project.
And now you are part of that helping others in the capacity of as a leader.
I've been so blessed. I left Project Odyssey and went to another program that Wounded Warrior Project offers. It was TRAC, and that is a year-long program for people who are at a point in their transition that they're ready to get back into school or get back into full-time work. And it preps you for a year from things from business etiquette and interview skills, and you're a full-time college student. The physical health is stressed very much, and we have health and wellness trainers on site to help these guys get back to their goals. And it was really amazing for me. It was a year-long of work. I had an excellent internship with CSX here in Jacksonville, who was an awesome contributor to Wounded Warrior Project. And from there, I got lucky, and I was offered a position at the very same Project Odyssey that I attended.
Well, it's amazing, and this has really changed your life again. I mean, it changed when you went to war, and this is helping to change again as you came back.
Oh yeah, this changed my grandchildren's life. I mean, the life I plan to lead now, and the goals I have, and you know, the way I want to treat my family and raise my family is totally different. It's changed the generations for me, just because, you know, I will get to achieve and want and help others do the same.
For us here who don't understand, who support and we think we're doing what we can, what is it that warriors coming back from war need from us, or what can we do to help you?
Sincerity when you speak to a soldier is by far the most important thing, and people know how to portray that if they choose to, and that goes a long way. But as far as getting involved in our organization, I mean, the minimum donation, as far as I'm concerned right now, is take 10 seconds and tell someone else about us, because we're doing everything we can on a daily basis to help warriors. If you wanted to log on to woundedwarriorproject.org, it's a very easy website to navigate, and any information you could want to get involved with, possibly starting a third-party event, volunteering your time, or even monetary donations as well.
Well, you're their best spokesperson. Oh my, Zachary, I'm so pleased to be able to talk to you, and I do hope we'll be able to talk again, because there's no end to the amount of things we can discuss involved with this project and with you and your life as well. I'm thrilled to meet you over the phone anyway. I hope I get to meet you in person someday.
Yes, ma'am, I do as well.
I told him earlier, I love the yes, ma'am. I love that.
I was raised in Alabama, and my mother would slap my mouth if I wasn't saying yes, ma'am, right now.
Well, your mother raised you right, and
I'll tell her.
Please do. Zachary, it's a pleasure to talk to you and meet you over the phone, and this Memorial weekend, it was important that I spoke with you, and thank you for the message to all of us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on, and I hope we can do this every day.
Yeah, well, we'll do more than this once, that's for sure. Zachary, it's been a pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good evening.